Wow. You really do take detailed notes, don't you? That journal book you're carrying is almost as big as your head. Yes, I suppose the royal court would expect its chief chronicler to be very detail-oriented, and the High Chancellor himself has personally charged you with giving him a thorough report that he can personally deliver to the king. Still, did you have to make sketches of every single building you saw? Your travel bags are literally overflowing with parchment. No, that is not an offer to carry your bags for you. I'm an officer of the town militia, on detachment as your temporary tour guide. I'm not a baggage handler. And even if I was, I'd just as soon pick you up and carry you along with your bags. Does the prospect of that frighten you, little man? Oh, really? Very few things frighten you, eh? You look like you barely weigh over 10 stone. Let's find out, shall we? You're quite something, human. I lift you high in the air and bare my tusks at you. And not only do you not flinch, but you bear those tiny pegs you call teeth right back at me. I admire that. Anyways, back to business. How do you like the tour of our humble settlement so far? It gives an entirely new meaning to the concept of a world beyond your imagination, doesn't it? Yes. It is quite fantastic, isn't it? Who would have thought that orcs like me could ever live peacefully with humans, elves, and fae? And we're not just living together. We're thriving, and everyone has a role to play. We orcs typically see to the town's security and building needs. The elves see to the governing and administration of the town, and the fae are in charge of commerce and communication. All of us help out with the communal gardens, horses, and livestock. I see your point. Your king is quite the visionary, isn't he? After all, he is the one who suggested that several leaders of the local elven, orc, and fae tribes come together and invest in this great experiment. He felt that if a community like this one could succeed, not only could it encourage the founding of more settlements just like it, but it could also lead to better interspecies relations in already existing towns, even in towns where humans greatly outnumber otherworlders. Now, come along, friend. I've saved the best part of the tour for last. Your hosts have put together quite the ensemble just for you. Ah, here we are. Feast your eyes on this, my travel-weary friend. How observant of you. What was your first clue? The Baron who's playing chess with the topless elf vixen to our left, or the knight who's engaging in a friendly sparring match with the two loincloth-clad tattooed orc beauties to our right? Yes, This is a pleasure house, but not just any pleasure house. This is the only establishment where a patron can seek a companion from a wide variety of hostesses, both from different lands and from different species. Come. Some of our finest ladies have lined up the main hall just to greet you. Let's not keep them waiting. You can walk up closer to them. Don't be shy. And don't bother with your journal book. The sights you're witnessing right now will etch themselves so deeply into your mind that days from now, you'll be able to sketch them from memory alone. This is Una. Although she's very tall and very muscular, she gives some of the best massages. You didn't expect to find an orc masseuse here, did you? And here is Galindra. Her wings look very thin, don't they? So does she. But don't let her petite appearance deceive you. She is quite strong. Would you give our guest a small demonstration, dear? Oh, your papers have scattered everywhere. Galindra, put him down. Why on earth did you have to carry him so high off the ground and fly so fast? You know to be gentle with the first timers. Show off. Don't fret. I'll send for a servant to gather your papers for you. Let's keep walking. Here is a wildling warrior woman from one of your northernmost kingdoms. I hear she loves to keep her fur boots, bone necklace, and horned helmet on during her engagements. But her patrons seem to enjoy that immensely, too. Oh goodness, are you all right? You're sweating like a roast, and I can hear your heart racing from here. Come, let's go somewhere a bit quieter and get some biscuits and cider in you before you pass out. Ah, good. You're looking quite refreshed. Why did you not tell me that it had been hours since you last ate, drank, or slept? It was a long journey from your kingdom to here, and you had us begin your tour a mere half hour after you arrived. You're only human, remember? You should know by now that you need not try to impress me, friend. I haven't known you long, but I can tell that though you are neither a soldier or knight, you have an adventurous heart. And I have a sneaky suspicion that you are more than just a mere scholar. I could, of course, compel you to reveal all your secrets to me. Try it and see what happens, eh? I think you'd like that, wouldn't you? And oddly enough, I think I might enjoy that too. Who came up with a pleasure house staffed with both otherworlders and humans? Good question. It was actually your prince's idea. Of course, we should have expected as much from a man who's turned down legions of high-born ladies and chose to marry his personal bodyguard instead. The real shock was that the king and queen gave union their blessing. What? How have you not heard about that? Yes, that Lady Knight. As if there are a bunch of Lady Knights running around in that kingdom of yours, or any kingdom for that matter. But your confusion is understandable. I forgot you said you've been away from home these past few months, and only visited home for half a day before departing to meet us here. They actually make a lovely couple. And in the spirit of that coupling, the prince, who was quite the fan of the pleasure houses before falling for his armor-clad beauty, felt that if different species could find common ground in the bedchambers, they might also find common ground in the council chambers. There's actually a certain logic to that, I suppose. It's much harder to go to war with the people when you've been shagging them on a regular basis. Rumor has it that the future princess will be bringing some of her chainmail and armor to the prince's bedchambers on their honeymoon. I wonder whose idea that was. Have I ever tried it? You mean wearing armor during love play? No, but I imagine that might spice things up a bit. Stop laughing. What did you mean when you asked if I've tried it? What it are you talking about? Ah, you mean have I ever tried marriage? No, not yet. I was once promised to an orc chieftain's son, but he chose another. I suppose it's for the best. Being the third wife in an orc harem can be fun, but not without its complications. I had quite the love affair with an elvish blacksmith once, but I think he couldn't bear the thought of outliving me by hundreds of years. I can't fault him for that. How do I feel about humans? Well, I don't dislike them, but I know how they feel about my people, and I understand why. Many of my kind raided human settlements over the years, not out of hate or bloodlust, but out of self-preservation. They were either fleeing rival tribes, predatory creatures, or famine. I'm not excusing what they did, but I think your people need to understand why our people's history with one another has been so violent. It's only in recent years that enough orcs have put aside their pride and enough humans have set aside their fear and anger to have discussions like the ones we're having now. And I'll tell you something you might not know. Many years ago, when I was still a youngling, a pack of dragons attacked our village. Our warriors fought bravely, but they couldn't drive them off. Several knights from your kingdom who had made a camp nearby heard the shouting, the screaming, and the roar of those horrible beasts. They rushed in and they joined the fight. Together, we finally drove the dragons off, but one of the knights lost his right arm trying to save me. When your knights came to our aid, this placed us in your kingdom's debt in accordance with our laws, and our village has been allied with your kingdom ever since. The king ensures that we have sufficient meat for the winter when our hunting season is lean, and we work as blacksmiths and laborers in several outlying towns within the kingdom. When I became of age, I inquired as to the name of the knight who saved me. I started visiting his family's home weekly to help with firewood, livestock, and whatever they needed. Even after I assumed guard duties here in town, I made a point to check on them every so often. Neither he or his family know who I am, and I have not told them. Why not? Isn't that obvious? He doesn't need a reminder of what he lost because of me. He probably already bore some ill feelings towards orcs long before that fateful day, and I just... Yes, I suppose he would be happy to know his sacrifice was not in vain. He might even be impressed by the fact that I now defend others just as he once did. I believe humans call that irony. Yes, I suppose that... Wait, why are you looking at me like that? What do you see in me? Weakness? Or do you see a monster, like most humans do? You see a person who's seen a lot. Who's been through a lot, but made the best of it. Funny, that's what I see when I look at you. It's also funny that you said you see a person. You didn't say orc or otherworlder. You're a very interesting little man, you know that? Now, as a token of our goodwill, we are to extend the full amenities of this establishment to you, free of charge, of course. You've seen the best we have to offer. So, who will be your companion this evening? You can make more than one selection, but I'd advise you to pace yourself. The one you want wasn't in the lineup? Who then? Certainly you don't mean the cook. Wait, what are you doing? Your hand is quite soft, but it feels good running through my hair and brushing against my cheek. Hey, I didn't tell you to stop. In fact, I see you gazing at my tusks. Go ahead. You can touch them too. Just... be careful. They're quite sharp. Let me show you how to work around them without hurting yourself. Come here. Didn't expect me to be so gentle, huh? I have seen many tantalizing things whenever I've been assigned guard duty here, and I have an excellent memory. I've been eager to try them out on a human. Don't be afraid. I won't hurt you. Not unless you want me to. It's okay. Pull down your pants. Oh. Well endowed, are you? Yes, even for an orc like me. Yes.
hands off. Yes. How does it feel to be inside of your first orc pussy? Good it feels. Just like that, you're being such a good boy for me. Oh, you're stretching me out so nicely. You want me to move faster? Don't buck. Ask nicely. Come on. You can do it. It's on the tip of your tongue. Mommy. Don't worry, Mommy will go faster for you. Oh yeah, you love this orc pussy, don't you? Fuck. I can tell you're gonna come. It's okay. You don't have to hold back. Oh, you want me to slow down? Yeah. Beg for Mommy to slow down so you can hold off from coming and feel her sweet, tight orc pussy some more. I'll slow down for you. Oh, just like that. Nice and slow, I'll ride up and down that sweet, delectable cock of yours. Oh, I'm so sorry, baby, but I'm gonna come. And I want you to come with me, okay? I'm gonna count down from three. And I want you to breed my pretty, pretty pussy for me. You can do it. You can do it, baby. Three. Two. One. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. I feel like you filled me to the brim. You have. So much more stamina than I thought you would. Are you sure you don't have some other world or blood inside of your veins? I insist that you come see me again. Soon. And I trust you'll leave this little part of the tour out of your official report. Mommy will see you again soon. I trust that you can find the exit. Bye-bye.